you know, and you just mentioned the Raven, these, you know, 1,400 or so people who have amassed so much, you're saying, you know, well, yeah, it's really important for us to take a look at the system in us, because once we shift that and start talking to each other about that, then it really, as you said, it doesn't matter what these individuals have amassed, and, you know, and that's a really good point. But on the other hand, they are also very dangerous. And when you said the Raven, you know, that they're irrelevant, not to discount them and to realize that they have a specific plan and that we need to do the same.
And both of us have been giving a lot of thought to how, what is the way to start that momentum? Because power has momentum. And when we look at how they do it, that image I've talked about before of seeing these pigeons, and I know other birds do this too, massing in the morning and then circling and circling and circling together and generating energy, reinforcing each other by coming together, and then they go off into the world. Well, power does that, I think, you know? Obviously they do that. They gather in their think tanks and their numerate gatherings. They pull each other in from around the world and they circle around together and they reinforce each other's beliefs in this goal of perfection, because, you know, if you are such a tiny minority, you have to reinforce a vision that depends on suppressing the vast majority, because it's a minority, tiny minority perspective. And so you have to, because they have the money to do it, they have been successful in, over the centuries, keeping their vision going by patting each other on the back, by reinforcing it. So we have to really appreciate why their strategies work. And it's not, obviously money matters, but our numbers trump money if we start replicating their strategy. I think one of the reasons why Islam is such a threat is because of communal prayer, of gathering regularly and massing and reinforcing a vision. Well, we have to start, if we're serious about ending this disaster, and who can deny that it's anything but a disaster at this point? When we look around and see the hideousness of all of their misguided notions of resting responsibility into their hands alone for the earth. Privatization has been a nightmare for all life. And so if we are serious about reclaiming responsibility from these misguided guys, then we have to take seriously the importance of reinforcing an alternative vision by coming together communally, however we can, you know?